Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the left fielder, Hawk Taylor. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth, the catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting second, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Hendley. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Hendley. And now, play ball. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cepeda moves to third. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Cepeda scores. two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Pagan moves to second. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Canizzaro and he is out, Smith applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMillan for the out. Christopher moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Canizaro reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Al Jackson. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Dick Smith. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.